Do you think Jeff Dunham gets head from his puppets?
He makes a fleshlight talk. What?
We need another drunk pod.
Drunk pod?
I'm sick of it. We need another fucking drunk pod.
We can do it after. Do you guys have anything? Do you guys have spots tonight?
I do. Dude, I just want to hibernate in a sleeping bag. I do not want to drink at all.
I have Oh, you don't want to?
No.
Okay. I have 11 on flights.
Listen, if I didn't have hangovers, I would be a problem. I would be funneling Grey Goose through a Slim Jim.
Dude, let me tell you a secret. If Adderall made me not the most least fucking creative person in the world, I would be taking 100 of them a day. I feel awesome on them. Yeah. Except when people ask me to do anything creative, like, hey, what do you think about the YouTube title? I'm like,
Yeah, I feel like my brain's on like cruise control. I like lock in.
It's too locked.
I can like feel it.
I don't know the password and it's too locked.
Yeah, my body's like, oh, this is a great feeling. And immediately, shit. You know what's weird? Iced coffee doesn't make me shit. Hot coffee does.
Really?
It's like iced coffee beats the system.
Let me ask you this. Anytime I take a sip of coffee, a sip, which it scientifically doesn't make any sense. A sip. My asshole's like, release the hounds.
Yeah.
What is, but a sip, but it's not even in my bloodstream yet. It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's just like a muscle memory thing. It's just associated.
Your asshole is a muscle. Isn't that crazy? Can you make your asshole muscle stronger to keep doo-doo in there longer?
Isn't that Kegels?
I think, but that's Kegels, ass Kegels, I guess what I'm asking. If you do ass Kegels, can you keep shit in there longer?
AskKegels.com? Jack, what did you just pull up on your phone?
Pornhub has YouTube Shorts now.
Wait, so they're
not
like
YouTube Shorts.
But oh, I'm sorry.
It's like
yeah,
a TikTok
shorts.
Version.
Yeah, yeah.
But of age, you can just scroll and it's just.
Yeah.
Are they people who make content or it's like editors? Do they have like the captions on it with the Andrew Tate music behind it?
But what do you mean captions?
Yeah.
No captions yet, so we could.
Wait, like pull it up on screen, respectfully.
Yeah, let me see.
Unhornily.
I don't know if you
and how long are they?
Wait a second.
Oh, stop it. Pause. Who
Wait
the fuck
a
is
second.
That?
Second.
Respectfully, who
Dude,
the fuck is
this
that?
This is good. It's literally called pornhub.com/shorties. Shorties is a good
shorties
title.
Shorties is great.
I'm going to sue them because that's my idea now and I like it better than theirs.
100%.
Shorties. Wait, I was nominated for a Shorties Award.
When?
Comedian of the Year 2020.
Oh, I do remember
swear
that.
Swear to God, yeah.
During the pandy.
Yeah. What are you fucking O-facing over, giving the O-he-go? What are you doing?
Tail.
Dude, I can't.
Is that Michael?
It's too early for this.
So hold does on. It learn? Can like, does your algorithm get better?
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It has a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Do you know how horny it is? Thumbs down.
That's crazy.
Right? The
hold
second
on,
you come,
you
just thumbs down.
Can you go
Dude,
back?
Dude, I'm about to go crank down town, USA
Who is
tonight.
That? Can we just find out who that is, please?
Snow DeVille.
All right. Text me that just for research.
You'll remember it.
Yeah.
I won't.
Sometimes I think I remember porn star's name in my head. I'll be like, oh, like locking out, take a mental screenshot. I'll be like, I remember her name. And then a day later, I was like, what's her name?
Yeah, there's no way.
Do you guys ever go on the porn stars, like the charts and like find a new person on the charts?
I don't.
I'm always a algorithm guy.
I like to see like sometimes you go top trending and but like
boring,
not page
mid.
One. I want to see who's like
Give
coming
me 10.
Up, you know what I mean?
Give
wait,
me 10.
Where do you go?
Hit
you go
know,
like
10.
Farm League?
Wait, yeah, I mean, this is. Jesus Christ. Hold on. Honestly, maybe this is better
page
for me.
Is good.
This is good
when
for me.
When their names start looking like AOL logins, those are the hot names.
You know what's funny is I didn't jerk off last night and I felt proud
you
of
myself. Change this.
I felt, yeah, we're done.
What did you
I can't
do instead?
Do I went to sleep.
But
like a normal human being.
But before you before you close your eyes.
I'll tell you, I landed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I landed at whatever the fuck, 6 p.m. I was so exhausted. I literally did laundry and I made-
Different kind of load.
I get it.
Fuck you. I get it. That's the response I get. Also, we're matching. Like, unironically matching.
Like,
white
like
shoes,
so
black
matching.
Pants, gray t-shirt.
I got Chips Ahoy socks though. What do you got?
I don't know. Some brand sent me socks.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got Chips Ahoy socks.
We are matching.
What was I saying?
Edit in laughs.
Oh.
Wrong load.
And ordered some food. And then I watched like one quarter back.
How good? How good is Postmates when you just got home from a flight?
Dude, it's crazy. What is that?
I don't know. Well, yeah, it's just like, I don't have to do anything. And you just sit in it.
God. Dude, it's so. What is your order?
From where?
Oh no! I'm saying like when you like land, do you not have like a go to spot?
No.
That you order from.
What do you do? If I'm feeling like a piece of shit, I go deep dish pizza, gluten free. There's a place that just fucking
that goes in
Detroit style pizza. They just nailed it on the head.
Detroit style pizza. What? Yeah. Have made it with a gun. Oh.
Go see him live, Royal Oak, Michigan.
Oh shit, you're right. April 27th, we just added a show. What am I saying?
You should also add bulletproof vest. Detroit pizza is phenomenal. It's like deep dish with crispier edges. Actually, I think I just realized Chicago style pizza. Not good? Question mark.
Oh, I was gonna say I was in Chicago doing shows last week, and I ordered deep dish pizza for the first time in my entire life. From where?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They did it. I don't remember.
Who's they? AI?
No, the people who work there.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Some places are good, but like.
Dude, it was fucking crazy. It was so good.
It's hit or miss to me. Some is like unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some you're like, this is a Campbell's soup and bread.
It was sort of like that, but I liked it.
Mm.
It was like, but then it had
Detroit
like.
Detroit style. Pull up a photo of Detroit style.
Yeah, I don't even know what it looks like.
And the sides are like crispy with cheese.
If you bring a picture of Eminem, I'll laugh for 12 minutes.
I bet Eminem eats the fuck out of the vagina.
Oh my God.
Busta Rhymes.
Oh my God.
That's your short salt pizza. It's square and the edges are like crispy like that. Like,
oh, that dude. I love when the pepperoni goes cheap. It looks like a fucking ramp. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a half pipe ramp.
The pepperonis are pepped out.
Yeah, and it's got the little oil pool in there.
Yeah. Fuck! I just ate and I'm hungry.
What's your go-to Puss in Boots order?
Dude,
I want to yell about this man with an eye patch.
A man with an eye patch?
We'll get it. What's your Puss in Boots order?
Oh, great. I have something to yell about, too.
Great.
The fucking New York show! Oh. What?
Your go-to Puss in Boots order when you're coming home?
Oh, yeah. I get this place called, it's called COD. COD, not Call of Duty. Fuck her. crispy. They had this insane tuna crispy rice that I get on the side. I get that on the side, and then there's this like beef, Shanghai beef, and it has like this fucking onion. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, dude.
Yeah, you should go. I'll just get like Habit Burger.
Oh yeah, Habit's that's good.
Fucking phenomenal.
That's good.
I just go a real piece of shit down the middle or Fat Burger. I think usually just like a fulfilling like. Oh, I'll feel like shit after this because I'm already tired. So I just slump it into one.
Every time I get off the road, though, I've been eating like shit. So I try to be like, I can't order another dog. I got two cities in a row last weekend, Taco Bell. Two nights in a row.
Yeah.
Because you get down the shows, you're like, where the fuck am I going to go?
Morning, yeah.
Dog. I mean, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell, this is not a hot take.
It's so good.
It's so good.
What do you get from Taco Bell, though?
They're called. Like,
I love when you explain normal things.
I know.
But you were describing beef skewers, and you're like, yo, the fucking, it's like beef, and it's got like an onion.
Cheeseburger
crunch? Crunch.
No.
That's the only right
crunch
answer.
Crunch Wrap
Supreme.
No, those are good, too, but I don't.
If I was a mom with kids, I would only eat Crunch Wrap Supremes.
Chalupa, is that the one with
the shell?
The soft one. The soft shell, but it's kind of thick.
Yeah, it's like doughy almost.
Yes.
Those are great.
Dude.
And those are great.
Yeah.
Eat one of those and run for office. Those are great.
Oh, are those it? Is that it?
Oh, no, this is a knockoff. That's a vegan one.
Yeah.
You can make a crunch out at home. I want to do it.
I've done that.
Put Taco Bell, Daddy.
Good?
So good.
Yep. That's it. I get one steak and one chicken, and then it comes with a.
And then you eat it with a fork and knife and watch Godfather in 9 parts.
Maybe I would. Oh, but it comes with a hard taco as well. I don't get the regular one. I get the Dorito one. Oh, what?
Oh no. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I get the Dorito one, and I get it supreme. Fuck. Yeah, and I get a bottle of water, and I call my wife a whore bag. It's so good.
Taco Bell is phenomenal,
dude. It's never not good. Oh. You ever had Bojangles?
I've heard great things, but there's nothing on it. Like, you can't go to Bojangles, but can I get gluten-free? And gluten-free!
You're right, yeah.
Fish?
No, sir. It's fucking Southern. Chicken, and it's so good. When I was in-
I've heard the biscuits are insane. Something biscuits.
Oh, my God.
Bowberry biscuits, and then they also have good tea.
Dude, the tea's great.
I can't eat anything from there.
Oh, the chicken sandwich, dude. Holy bitch tits.
You know what's a crazy underrated chicken sandwich is Jack in the Box. Not their the one on the $1 menu, but that one that's like a $6 one, whatever the fuck. It's like the, you know, the Uber Black of chicken sandwiches. Phenomenal.
Really?
Jack in the Box is very good.
I hate it all the time when you bring it up. But maybe I should go have the chicken sandwich. I never had it.
It's like a drug front for sure, but yeah. When they be whipping it up back there.
Are they doing good?
I mean, their mascot is a fucking a ping pong ball with a traffic cone on his head. I don't know. I've always loved Jack. Their ranch is great. They give you cold ranch. Dude, what is the Jack in the Box logo? He always sounds like he's like in a fucking arranged marriage or like a divorce about to happen. Yeah, come to Jack. Come to Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Yeah, I big fan. Curly fries, great.
Curly fries are underrated.
A man had a stroke at your show.
Oh.
Let's talk about
the just get to it.
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace Comedy, Irvine this Thursday is sold out, but we have a lot of SoCal dates. Don't you fret. Ontario, April 4th, following Thursday. Brea, that is April 11th. And then Long Beach, April 25th. And then the rest of the tour, I'm going to fire these off. So if you hear it, go check my website, trevorwallacecomedy.com. San Francisco in May, Salt Lake City in May, Miami, Florida in June, Sacramento in June, Portland in July, Lexington in August, Nashville in August, Tampa, Florida in September. Tempe new date is October 11th through the 13th. If you had tickets for the one in September, the same tickets apply. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Come see the new shit and I yell about things. Michael Blaustein, where are you at?
This Friday, March 29th, I will be in Portland. First show sold out. The second show is very close to selling out, so go get tickets. March 30th, the next freaking day, Seattle, both shows are sold out. I love you guys. Vancouver sold out. Guys, April 12th, Niagara Falls, okay? We're doing a freaking big theater. Me, Jessica, freaking Hannah Burner. Go get tickets. April 13th, Uncasville.
You got it.
Boy, what's good? Mohegan Sun Arena. First time your boy's doing an arena with the same three headliners. Go get tickets. Those are selling out fast. Albany, Aldo sold out. I love you. April 18th to the 20th, I'll be in San Jose, California. April 25th to 26th, I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. April 27th, I'll be in Royal Oak, Michigan. And then I'll just yell them off like Trev does. We have Charlotte, Austin, Miami, New York City, August 9th. That is the rescheduled date. Go get tickets. There's a few left. And then October 18th, I'll be in Pittsburgh and many, many more dates coming at you very soon. Blogcomedy.com, blogcomedy.com.
Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored by PXG. All right. Golfers. Let me tell you something, okay? You know PXG is on a mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game. I have some. They are incredible. But, dude, they're bringing the same passion for excellence to their new line of apparel. And I got to say, dude, they freaking nailed it. They send Trev and I some. I literally played golf about 2 days ago, and I wore one of the shirts. This is what I hate about golf apparel, okay? It's not stretchy enough, and it sticks to my freaking shoulders because I get jack shoulders, and so I have to yank up on the shoulders all the shirts every single time. These do not do that, okay? It's made from, like, high-quality stuff. It's incredible.
They also have, like, everything. They got pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts. I crushed that read.
They
really have everything you could ever want. And honestly, I don't know if you've been to a golf course lately. The fashion's out here.
Buddy.
Like, golf fashion's, like, up. And there's a lot of, like it's fun because I used to think in my head it had to be shorts and a polo. But now you can get some, like, nice, kind of, like, comfortable, like, athletic slacks.
Yeah.
With some, like quarter zip. Like, I'm comfortable golfing.
Dude, they sent us this, like, vintage-looking shirt, which I wore to play golf. And I had to go meet my girl for dinner. And I literally just wore that shirt. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I was wearing golf shit.
She thought you were hotter because you were wearing it. Is that
true? That's what she said.
Yeah.
She was like, PXG, what does it stand for? Penis extra girth?
Golf front. We'll go with yours.
Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2004 collection. Head over to pxg.com/socks and use code SOCKS at checkout and save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/socks and use code SOCKS at checkout. Save 10% off apparel. Guys, just freaking do it. It's incredible stuff.
Yeah, dude,
and
next time
hot.
You drive a ball into somebody's house in their window and they go, who the fuck hit this? You go, I did, sir. And he goes, God damn, that's a nice jacket. And then you forget about it.
And then you guys kiss.
Yeah.
Yep.
pxg.com/socks.
Use code SOCKS at checkout.
God damn.
All right. So I'm in New York Really excited about this show. Really excited.
Yeah,
okay?
Big deal.
Big deal.
You used to do stand-up comedy in New York. You used to hand out flyers. Yeah. Hey, come see me do 3 minutes of time. Big chapter in the life.
Big chapter in life. I used to literally pass out flyers in front of that building.
That used to be an intern at.
That I used to be.
I saw your Instagram story.
Thanks, man. Yeah, 1515 Broadway used to be, it's still like a Paramount building, but it used to be the MTV building. That's where I came for the first time to do an MTV internship right when I fucking moved to New York. Right? So I was
like, that's where the theater was?
That's where the theater was, dude. And I was like, and I didn't even know this. So at that night when I landed, me and my videographer, we went over there to take a picture of the marquee, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, dude. Yep. It was just some crazy, crazy moment. And I remember you had that.
In the Novo, downtown at Los Angeles. Yeah. It was LA Live right across the street from All Def Digital,
yes,
where I used to work at.
Yes.
Same thing.
Same exact
fucking
thing.
Fucking
right?
Crazy.
Yeah. As soon as I put that together, I thought about you.
I can't picture myself sitting at that desk knowing one day.
Yeah.
What's on the other side?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Dude, it's fucking phenomenal. Dreams do come true, or they don't.
Man had a stroke.
Yeah, so I'm...
He's alive.
He's alive. So next day is the show. I'm super fucking stoked, right? And the show stars, whatever. Everything's going fucking phenomenal, dude. My buddy Neil fucking Ghost, really funny comic. He ripped it. My other buddy Case Rosso, funny comic. He fucking ripped it, right? So I go up there, and then I start, dude. And I'm like 10 minutes into crowd work. And dude, you know when just... everything's cooking.
Yeah.
Like, it's cooking.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I holding fucking laugh pistols? Bah, 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 yeah. Bah.
It's just everything. Dude, I called this guy. I said this guy looks like an unfinished sketch. I don't know where the fuck they came from. Dude, it was good.
You have the clip?
Huh?
You have the clip?
Oh, I got the clip.
Oh
I'm dropping.
Cancel the show.
So, I gotta figure out if I'm gonna drop the clips because there's like three clips. It doesn't matter. So,
but yeah, promote the new date with that clip.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, new date's coming soon. Okay, I'm gonna finish the story.
No, you got the clip. You're good.
Just cancel the show.
Kidding.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
10 minutes in.
Yeah.
Unfinished sketch.
Cooking. Right? Then all of a sudden, everybody, it's a theater, 1,200 fucking people. The music just turns on.
And what song is it?
50 Cent.
Which for New York, you're like, all right. Isn't he New York?
Yeah. Very New York, like the most New York. So it comes
Did
on.
Did you come onto that or that was just queued up?
It was just, I don't know where it came from, right?
Okay.
So and that's another thought, because when it came up, I'm like, this is not even on my playlist.
Yeah, what song was it? Mini Man.
No, it was like a kind of, not that, it was like a club banger. What? I forget which one it was. But it starts coming up, right? And immediately,
loud.
I start riffing. Dude, full volume. Not even like, oh, is that music happening? Full volume, dude. I thought it was like, you know, I thought it was like there was a club next to us and like the wires got crossed or some shit. Full volume. So immediately, I just start fucking dancing, right?
Okay.
Just like kind of stupidly dancing.
Clip it.
And everybody is... One, I'm thinking everyone thinks this is a fuck up. Then I go, oh, people
think this is
a music cue, dog.
Yes.
So I'm dancing. And then, so I'm fucking around, whatever. And after like 30 seconds,
which is a long time.
An eternity. Then my mic is still on. So then I start riffing. I start going like, I'm starting dancing and I'm saying this in a sing-songy way, but I'm like, everyone's gonna get fired. I'm never coming back.
Turn this off.
What's happening? Blah, 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 right? And then like I'm having fun with it. I'm still getting laughs. People are still in it, right? And then then it goes to the next song. Hey guys, I don't know how long music is, but we're talking minimum 2 minutes.
Dude, imagine they had like a Pandora commercial.
It would have been good.
Yeah.
So, and then like this.
Want a break from the ads?
The second song comes on and I'm still kind of like dancing. I'm still like riffing, kind of having fun with it. But in the back of my head, I'm like.
You made it way longer. Probably because you were doing well. I think if I was bombing or not bombing, but like, I think the show was like whatever and I just got started, I would be furious.
Oh, I was mad, but I'm like, I'm 10 minutes in. I can't like, whatever, right? So I'm dancing. And I'm talking about like, I get through half of the next song. And I'm like fucking around with the music. So it's like it's not like dead silent, but I'm getting to a point where I'm like,
footage.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I can show you. I'm getting to a point where I'm like, what's happening? And then, dude, I start telling people I start telling the venue I'm gonna get my money back. I'm just like, I'm literally not paying full price for this fucking venue, like whatever. And I'm doing it in a funny way, but then as I'm fucking around, dude, someone runs up to the stage. Someone who's at the show runs up to the stage. It's a high stage too. And he goes, and he goes, yo, come here, Mike. And I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, I'm gonna get stabbed. I go down and listen to him. He goes, yo, the sound guy is having a heart attack.
So the guy didn't work there? Get your money back.
Because, dude,
next time you go there,
yeah,
free show.
In the riff, I'm like, can someone tell me what's happening? And to there, the venue's credit. By the way, no shame on the venue. The venue is fucking awesome.
No, fuck the venue.
The venue's awesome. Everyone's worked there. It really was. Right. Everyone's worked there is awesome. But to like their they were giving the dude CPR. It's like, so no one was worried about telling me what the fuck was happening.
Oh.
Like, it was a commotion, but there's lights and stuff, so I can't see anything.
That's crazy.
So then I'm like,
having a seizure to G-Unit. No, what? Dude, wait a shit. What?
But not a seizure. He's having a heart attack.
Oh.
Heart attack. We're gonna get there.
Okay, he's alive though, right?
Yeah, he's alive. He's alive. So he's having a heart attack, right? And then after the audience member tells me what happened, I go back to the mic, and there's, again, guys, it is a lot of people in New York, and we are in Times Square. It's a very sensitive place, obviously. If I was in a crowd and something happened like this, I'd be like, tell me what the fuck is going on.
Yes.
So I have to go to the mic, and I have to be like, all right, guys, I have to like put words together that are not like gonna make everyone freak out and leave. Right? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, like,
and how
guys,
did you do that?
I go,
bomb, 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 bomb.
So I go, all right, guys, listen, I have a gun. I'm like, all right, there's an emergency happening with the sound guy. Everything's fine. I repeat, like, literally everything is fine. Just stay seated. We'll wait till the emergency is handled. Then the show will start again. Are we cool? And everyone goes, yeah, okay, cool. So I leave.
Still look like an unfinished sketch.
You're still ugly. So I get off stage, and I'm like, dude, I'm like,
emotion.
Dude,
possible.
It's a surreal moment, because I'm telling you, I just went from, this is a place where I used to do internships, the show sold out, I'm so fucking excited, blah, 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 and then I'm doing the show, it's going great, and then all of a sudden, the music, yeah. I don't know what the fuck's happening. So I go in the green room, and I'm there for like—
Were you with me in Royal Oak when we did Michigan?
Yeah.
Where the person passed out off edibles?
Yes.
Yeah, so I had the same thing happen. So
yes.
I know this feeling, but
so
you're in the green room.
So I'm in the green room, right? And
how long are you waiting in the green room?
I'm in the green room for maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Okay. Do you go off?
I try to. I couldn't get that hard, but I try to.
You needed Pornhub shorties.
I had to, dude. Dude, honestly, this Pornhub shorties thing—
It's dangerous.
It's going to collapse the economy. It's over. Russia's gonna win. It's over. This is all this stuff that they give us. It's Russia.
It's
Russia and China.
Is it?
Also, TikTok is gonna go under.
Good. Here's the thing. I'm at 9.9. I'm like, get me to 10 mil, and I'm like, that's all I want. Let me cross that line, and then I can be like, I did it. But until then, I'm like, fucking stop shadow banning me. Dude, I had a video I muted the other day. I asked my TikTok rep. I'm like, hey, I appealed. How long should I leave it up? And they're like, oh, about 48 hours to 72 hours. I'm like, oh, so everybody just knows that I look like a loser for 3 days? Anyways.
So I'm in the back of the green room. So I'm freaking out. The venue is coming to me. Like, the dude who is a manager, he comes to me and he's like, in a kind of a panic, because the sound guy's like his friend.
Yeah, of course.
So he's coming to me. He's like, the MCs are working on him. After we have this, like, what do you want to do? And I go, I need to process. I don't know. So I get on the phone with my agent. I'm like fucking FaceTiming him. You'll love this. I call him. He's on a plane, right? So he keeps asking me, like, yo, on a plane, I'm like, I don't know, hit a building and land because I need some help. So then he hits your agent up, Marcus. Marcus FaceTimes me. So now I'm talking to, I know Marcus really well, but he's your agent. So I'm talking to Marcus,
yeah,
and he's walking me through everything. And I'm like, dude, I don't really know what to do. Like, I think I think we can, I think I can go back on there and make like a joke or two and then get back into it. It's
fine.
Right?
Once the crowd knows everybody's okay, they're like, oh, we're good to go.
Correct. So we're having that conversation where I go, okay, cool, right? I hang up the FaceTime. One of my openers, Neil Ghosh, he fucking texts me and goes, someone is having a seizure. I'm going to stop right there, guys. Someone else.
First of all, if I'm the guy having a heart attack, I'm pissed. Why are you trying to take my spotlight?
Oh, first of all, 100%. And turn the 50 cent back up. I'm pissed. But as soon as the timing of it is a little humorous, they get the gentleman out that is having
a heart attack. EMTs left.
But this is the timing. They left. And then as soon as they left, this other lady had a seizure. had a seizure, right? And so they had to call.
She's okay.
She's okay. She had to call. Her reaction to all this is very funny. So they called. They had to call another ambulance. And
you guys mind doing a U-turn?
The ambulance goes, another one? And they go, yeah. Bring another one. So then when I get word that there's a seizure.
Yeah.
I hit Marcus back up, the agent. And I go, yeah, we're not doing this. Like, I'm not, we can't.
And how long has the show been stopped since then?
Over an hour.
What?
Over an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, wow.
Like, the thing is, by the way, with the girl that had a seizure, she's totally fine. She came back online, and she said.
What did you just say?
Well, I don't know.
She had a hard reboot?
Well, you know what I mean?
What it seems like, right? When you're having a seizure.
You had to fucking take her out and on her.
like a Mario Kart car. Yeah.
Came back online, she like.
So the funny thing is, the EMTs and everything were like, okay, now you have to go to the hospital. And she goes, no, I'm staying. I want to see the show.
Well, ma'am, it's been 4 days.
But that's fucking gangster shit.
Oh, it is.
Are you kidding me?
Of course. Well, it's like anytime somebody like, the amount of people that wake up in an ambulance and go, oh, fuck, dude, this is $10,000. No, I would have been fine.
Let me out.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, somebody would be like, hey, I'm going to call an ambulance. Don't do that.
No. Uber. X. Yeah, so anyways, wow.
So what is the crowd doing for this hour?
I mean, I'm not out there, but like Neil keeps checking and I felt so bad because like they all stayed.
Yeah.
And they wanted a show, but I mean, you know, we made the call, but like, you know, I was talking to the venue and like I just felt like after two like very serious emergencies.
Yeah.
The venue was pushing me not to do, I was like, I can't. And it was like ultimately my call, but I just was like, after all of that, like
headspace.
It's not the right headspace. It felt, the room for me honestly felt like a bit, I don't even want to use the word unsafe, but it was just like, yeah, just, it felt honestly felt disrespectful to be like, all right guys, and now here's a show. It's like a gentleman had a, like that actually worked at the venue. He had a heart attack and then the lady had a seizure. I'm like, this is like very, it's like after a funeral being like, hey, you guys want to hear some jokes? You're like, what's happening?
I do.
I mean, I guess I do too. But anyways.
It would have gone both ways. Cause you're going to go back, you're going to do a show. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And it's like my redemption arc in Plano. It all goes back. When I did the shows in the Marriott.
Yeah.
And I hated it. Uh-huh. And then I did Dallas and it was like untouchable, best show I think I've ever done in my life.
Yeah,
loved it.
Yeah.
So you're going to go back. You're going to have a great show. That's redemption arc. Had you done the show, people's takeaway would be like, dude, how was Michael Blossom's show on Friday? They'd be like, it was cool, but like there's like all this stuff and this and that. Now it's like,
yeah.
They're like, I don't know if I want to see this guy again. But there's no right or wrong way. Because either way, you're going to get people unhappy, which sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. And like, you know, that whole thing too, it's like, I a lot of DMs from people being like, oh, I flew in.
Yeah, I sent you that. Yeah.
like this, I drove 6 hours. I'm super excited. And then to do that to people feels really, really wrong, but also felt as equally wrong to do a show after
all
that.
Well, it's just crazy to put all this on the performer.
I know.
You're like, I just want to, I don't know.
No, I hear you. It's like,
everyone's
all there
looking
for
at
a show. I know.
And it's like, everybody yelled at Travis Scott because he didn't stop the show. You stopped the show. You took care of everything. And now they're like, all right, now you're a call. You're like, why is this on me?
I know.
I just want to do jokey joke, foot, foot, cum, cum.
I know. That's literally the name of my second special.
Is it really? Well, I got to cross that off.
There's
a lot of pressure on there.
Yeah, but I hear you, man. It felt
like there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, but everyone was like,
did you get any DMs being like, what the fuck?
No. Everyone was
that's
so
fucking
also,
nice, dude. Yeah.
Well, because when I put the apology thing on
how
the
many
story
was that?
Oh, dog. 11?
Yeah, I teared up.
11, dog.
No, that looked sincere. And it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no right or wrong, but like everybody who was there saw what happened. It's not like an hour before the show, you're like, yo, sound guy to see the big, what are you even talking about?
Yeah,
they
yeah,
experienced
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's the people that are like, go on their story and be like, I never thought I'd post this, but a vocal rest and the flight altitude, and I just can't, and I want the best shit possible. Like, dude, shut up.
Anxiety.
But they saw you on stage. Yeah. Doing it.
Yeah.
So it's not like this was your fault.
Yeah. And so, that's what everyone's DMs were about. And it was like, they're really nice. It's like, cause dude, I had family there. Like I had a lot of people.
Oh really?
Yeah. And like,
it's like it's a massive play. It's New York City. It's a Friday night.
Yeah. It was just a weird turn,
could
bro.
Could you imagine if you're like, you know what? Everybody go outside. I'm going to just stand up on the street. And they're like, we're good.
We're good.
We'll wait till reschedule.
We're good.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
So.
Anyways, whoever's listening that was at the New York show, thank you so much for coming. We are releasing a new date in like a day or two. So just stay tuned. But yeah, it was.
Bring your life alert. He's okay though, right?
He's okay. Goddamn.
Guys, this is Trevor Wallace, and you're like, you know, I've heard so much of Stiff Socks, and for me, every time I listen to a podcast I love and I go, I wish there's more, often there is. And luckily for you guys, there is.
Yeah.
We have a Patreon, and I know the word gets thrown out a lot. Let me break it down real quick. Every Friday, there's a bonus one-hour episode. There's no ads. It's the same episode, silliness, goofiness, but like a select audience gets to hear it, and we get to say wild shit on there because, you know, certain people don't listen.
That's what I'm saying. We get exclusive.
The feds.
Buddy? The CIA people?
Yeah.
Guy who's never been on the earth? Yes. CIA people. But we say crazy stuff because we feel as though the community, these are our highest fans, and, you know, it's a guarded wall. So we can say more wild stuff. So go patreon.com/SiffSocksPod.
And that episode also comes out on Apple Plus. If you go, if you listen to Apple Podcasts, at the very top is a blue button, which you can try for free. You can try a month for free. It's the audio episode. There's no video, but they're working on that. But it's still the audio. If you drive a lot, it's fucking perfect. Just throw it on. I listen to it every Friday. A lot of times it's fun because I forget about like, oh shit, I can't believe we're yelling about that. It's good. It's fun.
Yeah, Stiff Socks Plus and patreon.com/SiffSocksPod. Go get it and you'll be supporting your boys. So that is it. On to the beeping episode.
Goddamn.
Man, I feel like after like I saw how the people working the venue, how they were talking to me, I'm like, yeah, I can't do it. Like they were just like,
what do you mean?
Well, because it was like their friend.
Right, of course.
And they were like, they were being-
yeah, they all worked here for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Every theater I did was a mixture of like either brand new people working box office, or it's like, this is Hank. He's been running sound for 35 years. He invented the ukulele. And you're like, oh, holy shit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm glad everybody's okay. And I mean, yeah, you'll go back and you'll do the show.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, it was just such a unique experience, obviously, because it's like kind of like a homecoming show. And there was like, I don't know, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to do well. And it was
you
like
also
this
have
big
to get
thing.
New openers for your new New York show. No, but think about it, because if the same people come back, they're like, oh, these guys again?
Oh, you know what's funny? I'm literally have to tell them to do new stuff.
They have to do new stuff or you got to get new people.
Yeah. Well, it's New York. I won't have a problem. But yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Right. But like, fuck. If the show's in a month, they're like, hey, we're seeing Michael again. They're like, wait.
I do the same crowd work.
Where's the sketch guy? You pick up where he left off.
Oh,
that
shit.
How were the rest of the shows? You did Atlanta and...
Dude,
Charleston after?
Yeah, the two shows in Atlanta were so fucking fun. Mm-hmm. The Charleston, dude, I DM you this about the Charleston venue, dude. The venue was so
yeah, you're doing a lot of the same
good
venues, so it's like, cool to see. Like when I see those photos you post, I'm like, oh, I was there.
It's also nice too because I can be like, how did you like the venue? Like,
I have some.
But yeah, dude, the Atlanta shows were so fun, but the Charleston show was bananas, dude.
I love that.
Like
one.
People were yelling out stuff in like a they were like funny shit. Yeah. Some woman yelled out, "I learned how to suck dick because of you," and I said, "Everyone stop."
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Dude, I go, "Everyone was, stop."
Sometimes,
what do you mean?
Sometimes crowds are hilarious.
Yeah,
I still got to clip this, but Fort Lauderdale, this guy yelled "pussy" and it became like a running joke throughout the show. I have so many weekends that I need to look back the footage at.
Yeah,
was that a sentence?
I got it.
Look back the footage at. Am I having a heart attack?
I think so. I had a question. I don't know. Maybe you covered this. Did he put the music on because he was like in the sound booth and he was like, "This is the only way to signal"?
No, I was told that his arm like hit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
What if it just started playing porn loud as hell?
What if it starts playing that song, Heart Attack?
Matter on the dance floor. Oh, that's not good. Like
that's
that.
Not good. Like that. Maybe we keep that. Maybe we don't.
Edit around. Make Jack say it.
Atlanta was cool. Charleston was great. I'm so tired. My voice is literally at -4,000.
Oh, good thing you have a night of rest. next weekend?
Cleveland. I have a college Marquette, Michigan, which I didn't even know was a real thing.
Great at basketball.
No, that's Marquette. Like, that's Chicago.
There's two Marquettes?
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind. There's two Ohio University, there's two Miami universities.
Yeah.
One of which in Ohio.
But is it Miami, Ohio?
Miami of Ohio,
I think. But is the city Miami in Ohio?
No.
So why is it in Miami? Why is it in Miami?
It's in Oxford, Ohio.
Yeah, I did that college.
Huh. Someone explain to me.
I only know it from an Action Bronson line.
It's fucking Ohio.
But why are the Miamis in there?
Because it's a nice name. Charge more. What would you rather, Miami or Columbus?
Honestly, Christopher? He didn't even discover America.
No.
But why did everyone tell us that when we were kids?
He literally was the guy who, somebody said a joke and then he repeated it louder.
I hate that guy. It's funny how
Christopher Columbus wasn't a good guy, was a real weird story arc later on in life. Like, wait, hold on. This guy's a piece of shit.
Well, he didn't discover America and he was a piece of shit. Was everyone a piece of shit back in the day?
Yeah, bro. If you're a part of the Pilgrims, they're philanthropists.
What was happening there? You know what I mean? You know how to make butter? That's it?
Isn't that crazy? They didn't have to fight for the algorithm. They had to fight for their life.
I mean, literally. The grizzly bears were the algorithm.
Think about that. If you had one funny friend, that's your algorithm. And then one day, the grizzly bear, swipe, he's dead. Oh, my algorithm is just the food now.
You know what? There was no TV. They had plays. No. They had plays with puppets.
Think about like when we...
Do you think Jeff Dunham gets head from his puppets?
He makes a fleshlight talk.
You've never done that? On the road, lonely, just takes one of the puppets, shoves a fucking...
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Fifth of Jim Beam deep, just like, his diggy loved me. Him in like a psych ward would be a really funny sketch. And I hope he's doing well.
He's doing unfucking believable.
Was it my show or your show?
Mine.
Oxnard.
Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to do 5 minutes. Seven.
Five of like-
Didn't even show up.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just
no call, no show.
Wait, you agreed to it and then he didn't show?
Yep.
They were would you care if Jeff Dunham did like five on the show? And it's like, yeah, of course you're going to say yeah.
You can't say no.
Also, it's a cool cameo. Yeah, we saw Mike alive. Dude had a puppet. Dude, imagine getting a roadhead by
Great. by the way, no shade to Jeff Dunham. My man, he's fucking hilarious and his career is un-goddamn believable.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he's doing something right.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that you're like, man, what's he up to these days? Oh, I don't know. Selling tickets.
Oh,
special on specials.
Sir, take, like,
because like county fair type shit.
Yes, because you can work clean, dog. So we can have a show at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
4 p.m.
Matinee.
6 p.m. Yeah, yeah, no problem.
I met a guy at the Laugh Factory with an eye patch. Not like a pirate one, but
an
like,
iPad? Over his eye.
No, it was literally like a white piece of gauze tape over his left eye. And I was like, oh, what's going on there? And he goes, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, well, we do.
Yeah, so, you got to talk about it.
What's happening?
Was he at my New York show?
Maybe, but I just thought that was so interesting. Like, I don't want to talk about it. All right, man. Well, everybody here does.
Yeah, you have an eye patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There couldn't be a more I think any other injury, I'd be like, oh, whatever. They probably slipped, fell, whatever they did, you know, went to Michael Blass on show.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, that's a specific one.
Yeah, I would just start listing things. Arrow, raccoon, pogo stick.
Pogo stick to the pasta. Eye?
Pogo stick to the eye is crazy.
Dude,
how did that happen?
You know what I'm thinking about? As of right now.
All right.
If you don't have legs and you detach legs on it, couldn't you detach pogo sticks?
Oh, attach pogo sticks on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be a fun living.
Dude.
Bye.
You just pull up to a basketball court, but like in like a like sweat so nobody knows.
Oh, dude. Just pogo stick?
Alley-oop.
Oh, so fun.
What is the sound of a chain net? Sounds so much better than a, what net?
Nylon?
Nylon?
Yeah.
So cool.
I don't know, dude.
There's nothing sadder than somebody hooping with a basketball with no net. A swish is just that.
Sucks.
That.
Sucks.
Did you make it? I don't know.
Who? Honestly, when it's dim outside, I said dim. When it's dim outside and there's no net, you have no idea.
Oh, God. And there's like these moms or whatever. Oh, remember the pandemic?
Yeah, no, I do.
Bitches. What? Maybe if you fucking enunciated, I would have heard your shit joke, Michael.
Why are you so mean to me?
I'm exhausted. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, you just said remember the pandemic, and I said yeah. Don't do it.
But I'm just saying they were like trying to ban like any outside sports. So there's people cutting the net at basketball hoops.
Oh bullshit! Yeah, and they didn't put the wood.
Yeah,
don't do that.
I'm not showing up with a ball. Like, oh man,
what the? First of all, let me play basketball.
Do dogs think a dog park is the club?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they do. Bro, that's where they get bitches.
Literally. We're matching outfits.
This but like, is nuts.
Like, they probably get so excited to like smell a familiar ass, you know?
Yeah, and I think, and my question is, do they remember, are assholes like phone numbers?
I think it might be more powerful, because think about the scent of any ex you ever had.
Yeah.
And you smell in the wild, you're like, hold up, Veronica?
Yeah.
So these dogs are probably walking past like a rock. Like, they're like, oh, there's Geraldine. I don't know.
Geraldine's a real name. Geraldine's a real name that in Alabama, this lady came out of a lady's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom, after she takes a swig of moonshine, goes, Geraldine. And the doctor said, don't do that.
You know what's kind of hot? Oh. Jolene.
No.
Don't think so.
I think
Jolene, Josie
is hot. I think Joe's hot for a girl. Joey's hot for a girl.
You just start naming dude names.
No, Joey.
Joe and Joey.
The only reason that Joey's
George.
Hot. Is, what was it? What was it? Is that fucking show about a creek?
You want to fuck Dawson's Joe Rogan. Creek.
Dawson's Creek. That lady named her name's Joey.
Was she a baby kangaroo?
what's her name? Katie Holmes.
Thank you. Katie Holmes, I'll take that bitch home. Goddamn. Goddamn.
Speaking of lovely women,
mm-hmm.
I sent Gabe this. I discovered this on Reddit the other night. I was perusing. Dude, I turn into like a CSI Thiami guy. When it's like, when I see an OF chick somewhere on the grid or the feed, I get determined.
I like this.
I go, oh, there's a link. That has a little bit of caliente tones to it.
That's hot.
Dare I say a spicy link?
Yeah.
I go, oh, you have one of those.
Uh-huh.
Are they somewhere on the internet?
Yeah.
Did somebody leak the mixtape?
And you take out a whiteboard and some yarn and you figure it out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, you can tapping away. And so I'm on Reddit.
How long does it normally take you?
I lose track of time when I'm jerking off.
Are you kidding me? Hold on. When you're looking for the link. Because I've done this. Just because you've suggested this. Dog, I take 19 seconds. I do one Google. And if it don't come up, I'm done.
No, that's part of the chase.
That's part of the fun. Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I was perusing on Reddit.
Yeah.
You know, I get lost in a subreddit here and there. And then I find this Reddit because people were using this chick. There's a Reddit. Can you pull it up, Gabe? Mm-hmm. It's called Catfish Me Please 2. I don't know what happened to the first one. These people will post photos of chicks that they're in, like obsessed with or they really like or have a crush on or like fantasize about.
Okay.
And then they post photos of it and they'll be like, hey, can you catfish me as this woman? So essentially they'll just find photos of like a lot of like popular chicks online. There you go. Lana Rhodes. There you go. I'll catfish you as Lana Rose. So then people will like DM that person, like, hey, can you catfish me and pretend to be Lana Rose? So then that motherfucker makes her profile photo Lana. Oh, that is the, oh my. Look at Jack peeking up like it's Groundhog's Day, you sick fuck.
What's on her face?
Elmer's.
Oh.
So that person will make a profile and then like DM them like they're Lana Rhodes.
And
they'll
like, oh, go.
How was your set tonight? And you're like, oh my God, this can't really be Lana. And you're like, would I be lying to you, 47-year-old man?
This is wild. Mm-hmm. This is also
say it
sad.
Yep. Well, that's why when I found this, I was like, oh no. But maybe it's nice. I love delusion. I fall in love with women every day.
Yes.
And I picture a life with them.
I hear you. But I understand the idea of getting catfished. But the idea of being like you setting up the catfish, that is what I... So you just like... You just convince your brain that this is actually them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I went soft after looking at this. Go to...
Catfish me as the goddess... What is it?
Catfish me as my goddess, Addison Rae, and pump my
cock. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pump my cock is insane. It's not... Your cock's not a basketball, you fucking weirdo. Pump my cock.
So I just...
And I will obey you.
Yeah, I just stumbled across this. I mean, there's 52 people online right now.
Should we do one?
Yes.
Yes.
Jack, you have homework tonight.
Okay.
I will. Well, let's find.
I just want to see how hard they go.
Whoa. Yeah. I will catfish you as Carrot Top.
It took me out of reality for a second. I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, we are pretty intense.
We're past catfishing, and now we're using it as our advantage. People used to get mad. What the fuck? This isn't even you. Now they're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, because it's just, it's like role-playing, right? But like role-playing as a real person trying to convince yourself.
You're literally just manti-teoing your life.
Did you guys ever like do like, oh, I'm like sexting like computer kind of fucking role-playing when you were younger?
Yeah, but I was just like, you know, just.
I remember when
I didn't know for sure that it was a 41-year-old man that lived in Chattanooga.
Right.
It was.
But the thought of this feels comforting. I remember being eighth grade. I've said this on here before, I think. I would go on my buddy's AIM. I couldn't use AIM at my house for whatever reason. So I would like make it. And then I had like a few of the chicks I went to school with. And I would be like, you want to be my girlfriend for a day? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, yeah. And then I'd look at my friend. I'm like, damn, I can't believe I'm in a relationship right now. Like dead ass serious.
Yeah.
And
hold on. Maybe I'm not remembering. So you would ask like girls at your school?
So my school or my like or a different school near me, but like we like knew, like I'm trying to think, we were just like AIM friends.
Okay, and it was
like
okay.
Either somebody the same grade as me at my school, same grade as me at a different school.
Okay.
For whatever reason, we were in the AIM, like the, I don't even know what that list was called, but I would be like, you'd be like four messaging, hey, how are you? ASL. Girlfriend question mark for 24 hours? I don't know why I set the bar so low. 24 hours. This ain't a fucking red box.
Sounds like an Amazon rental.
Yeah.
They need to up that. They need to up the time.
I love Amazon.
I love Amazon November 14th. Too. November 14th, Pterodactyl. I love Amazon too. But when you rent it, give me more time. Because when you start it, I get fucking nervous.
Well, you're the only guy that watches movies like it's TikToks.
What do you mean?
You watch part one and then part two and then part three.
I do.
Well, you have to eat with it. And you eat three times a day.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it took me 100 hours to watch a Gladiator.
So I like get the comfort of this, but man, did this take me out of my horny hours when I was touching the old John Hancock.
This is the like, yeah, because then it makes my brain go, who's using this? What is their life like? Here's the thing. Also, though, if this gives you some semblance of like, not even hope, just like fun or entertainment or connection is what I want.
Yeah.
Good.
I guess it's a form of foreplay, and also the person on the other side probably gets off to it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Because they're in the chat, too.
And these are all, it says on the sidebar for this subreddit that you're not allowed to sell or buy. So it's all, this is just people doing it for the love of the
charity
game.
Work.
Yeah, it's because they want to do it, you know, so they're.
What if they're practicing their catfish ability to go to the major leagues to actually catfish to get money and stuff?
This
little practice.
Good. Yeah. Farm league, actually.
Or, again, you could hire out from this subreddit, like if you're an OnlyFans woman trying to like have someone do that.
This is where you recruit OF DMers.
God damn it, this is crazy.
But it's just like the amount of layers deep in this. Like if you think about it, you're like, I am jerking off to the thought of this celebrity, but it's this guy named Ruben in Tacoma, Washington.
Like at best.
Yeah. And you don't even know if that's Ruben.
Not even Ruben.
It could be your own dad. Whoa,
that's hot.
That's a movie.
Okay.
A guy.
Yes.
I watched a movie at the end. It was a grand. What movie was that? We talked about it a while ago. It was a grandma catfishing some dude.
Oh, yeah. It was a. Wasn't it? It was a TV show that was really buzzy.
It was really yes. It was really good. And then like the last 10 minutes, they're like, oh, it was a grandma DMing you the whole time, bitch. You think she knows how to use any letter on a laptop?
Yes.
I remember talking about it in
that Facebook movie or whatever. They were.
I
like
remember
trying
we talked about it in a one of our bed pods in a hotel.
Yes.
I don't remember what it was, but yes. But that's a good movie where the dad, a son finds out he's being catfished and he falls in love with a woman, but that woman is his dad.
And then they meet and they actually don't care and then they get married.
And then they film a Pornhub shorties.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Why is that illegal?
What?
If they are truly in love.
Wait. Are we back on the, are you pushing the incest plug
right
now?
I'm not pushing. I'm just saying, what if it's real love?
Promo code the South. What? What is real love?
But I'm gonna.
If you feel love, sure.
Thank you. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm saying if you do that,
yeah,
you can have your own opinions. You've probably piped down a Furby, if I'm being honest.
Isn't that crazy that you're just like allowed to have opinions, even if they're wrong? You're like, yeah, it's my opinion. Also, feelings are crazy because you're just allowed to feel a certain
feelings
way.
Feelings are more normal than opinions, but opinions cause feelings. Switch it.
I got it. But what, you know what I mean? Like you're a lot, like your feelings, right? You go, you're making me feel angry. Okay, you're a bitch, right? Right? But then the person come back and be like, I understand you that you feel like that, but like these are my feelings and I'm feeling like you're attacking me. And I'm like, yeah, but you, in your own light, your life sucks. That's why you're feeling like I'm attacking you. But I'm not doing
it's so
that.
It's so funny to say you hurt my feelings.
Yeah. I
when was the
like
last
it.
Time you snapped on somebody? I feel like you're.
I mean,
due
12
for
hours ago.
Really?
Yeah, I've been a little snappy recently.
That's all the traveling, I think.
Yeah, when you give me attitude and you spin the fucking iPad towards me, I'll rip it out of the fucking holster and I'll throw it through the window.
There you go.
Don't give me sass.
There you go.
And then spin it.
Mm-hmm.
I, dude, what the car? Where was I?
Here's
I
what I'm
going
to do.
Remember.
I'm going to, next time I go to a coffee shop where they have the spinner on iPad, before I order, I'm going to super glue it. And when they go to turn it, I'm going to go, your powers are useless.
Dude, I remember where it was. I was literally in New York.
Good place to snap.
Dude, the coffee was unbelievable. I'm not going to say the name. No ad. No fucking free clout. Fuck this place. I walk in.
Say it.
I hate them. I walk in and the dude is on his phone. Where just imagine like a hipster coffee place and that's how he looks. Like
okay,
got it? That's how he looks. Mm-hmm. I walk in and he's like sideways, not facing me, sideways.
Like he's getting drawn?
Yes, but like profile-y, right?
Not drawn sketch.
Undrawn sketch. I said it was a second draft of a sketch. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna post the clip, guys.
You have to.
I will. And he's on his phone, right? And I go, hey, man, on his phone. Say, hey, man. I'll do it.
Who am I?
Oh, sorry. You're me. I'm the guy. I'm the guy.
Wait, who am I?
You're me. I'm the guy.
What's my arc?
Okay.
Wait, who
you
am I?
You think your mom's hot and you like feet.
I'm Michael Blaustein?
You're Michael Blaustein.
Hey! And I got a big old dick.
and I'm the guy working.
Do
okay.
Do I have the dog?
No. The dog's back.
What happened to her?
The Cotton?
Yeah.
She's with my lady.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bean. Oh, that's got to be nice.
It's really nice because also...
It's also sad you want Gigi on the road.
No, I know. She's my mom.
She would have loved those nights at Taco Bell.
That's why she'd be like, I made this, motherfucker. I haven't seen my dog in a long time because of the New York run. And I'm back here for a day and I'm leaving again. And so my girl is out of town with the dog.
She took Gigi on the road?
Captain America.
Wait. What in the fucking joint equity is going on with Gigi?
Yeah.
Where's Gigi?
So Gigi right now, Gigi right now is, first of all, she's living her fucking life having like a goddamn girls weekend. Gigi's in Pebble Beach right now.
What the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, in Pebble Beach, and they're staying at a friend's house alone.
They're staying at what?
Uh-huh.
Staying at a what?
Thank you. Friends. Hi!
Just imagine after everything that happened at your show,
yeah,
the Caesar.
Dude.
Caesar salads are the best thing in the fucking world.
They're so good.
I'll suck someone's cock for a tableside Caesar right now.
What the fuck is it when they make it by the side?
I don't know.
What is that?
What is that?
I don't know.
Dude, you could literally make rice cakes next to my table and I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. Oh,
yeah, you could hit me in the dick with a Timberland boot just as long as I'm on the
tableside. Tableside gets me going.
Dude, they should do tableside at like weed shops and they should roll joints tableside.
That's actually a really good idea.
Oh, and you know what they use fire to cook the cook dessert sometimes?
They light it for you.
They should light it for you.
They probably have a cigar one like that. There's got to be.
Yeah.
Pebble Beach.
You're Michael Blaustein.
Oh, no, but you want to say something about Pebble Beach, and then we need to finish YGG.
I got nothing about
Pebble Beach. Oh, really? Okay, Pebble Beach. Oh, you could hush. Pebble Beach.
GD's in Pebble Beach.
Right now with my lady.
So, hold on.
In Pebble Beach. Go ahead.
You're here for two nights.
That's
what lady ain't here?
Nope.
Oh, that baby oil about to get that work.
Dude, baby oil?
Wait.
That baby oil about to be adult oil.
When was the last time you saw your lady?
When did I leave for? Hold on, let me do math. It's been almost a week right now.
Bro, that nut back is going to be monumental.
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't tell you guys this. The IUD that she got can't have the sexual intercourse with a new IUD for a couple days. And that couple days lined up with me leaving. So we have a 3-day buffer before I even left. Mm. Yeah. Your boy backed up.
Oh, you might come.
I'm backed up like a fucking U-Haul truck. You hear me coming? Beep, beep, beep. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Pebble Beach. Staying at like this is convoluted, doesn't matter. Staying at a really nice house with Gigi. Gigi's living a fucking life of her god. She's, dude, having the best time of her fucking life. She's in her house. She's living. So I haven't
seen you're sitting there post-mating beef skewers.
Pissed.
By yourself.
By myself.
Oh, dude, that sucks. You can't see your girl or your dog.
I know. It's, yeah, dude, it is fucking, this has been the first time I've been home with no Gigi, I think, ever.
Sad, right? Like, I've done that when I'm like gone for a bunch and then like Pluto's at my parents or something. I'm like, man, it's lonely up with this bitch.
This just sucks. I mean, it's like, it's fun because you don't have to there's no like responsibility, but at the same time, you're like, hold up, no one's throwing a ball in my face.
Yeah.
No one, you know, no one's whining.
It's zen for a minute and then you're like, oh man.
Yeah. Okay, this is the coffee shop.
I am Michael Blaustein.
So you're Michael Blaustein. Back to the improv, right?
Okay.
You're Michael Blaustein. I'm the fucking barista
coffee in
New York, and this is why it's annoying to me. So he's, for people who are listening, he's sitting sideways, not facing anybody. Okay, and I walk
probably
in.
Bad posture.
It's bad. You're right.
Yeah.
He looks like what is it called? A shoe horse, bitch. Shoehorn? No, it's on the feet, the bottom feet of a horse.
A hoof.
Horseshoe. You say shoe horse?
I did. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
So come in. So you say,
I'm Michael?
Hey, you go, yeah, you go.
Right, hold on.
You
go, hey, man, what's up? Height. No, that's mean. Oh, that's mean. All right. Walking in.
All right. Okay. All right, hold on. So you go, hey, man, what's up? Ready?
Hey, man, what's up? I just wanted to, hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to get a triple espresso.
What's up?
Oh, you don't hear me? I just want to get a triple espresso over ice.
Yeah.
I mean, were you playing Wordle?
Dog.
Was the fucking exchange. Was the word of the day loser?
Sure.
That people at coffee shops don't care anymore. And they're first to go with AI. Here's what's getting glocked by AI.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee shop employees.
Yep.
Motherfuckers that raise gates at any parking lot.
That's done. President. That was the exchange. And then what killed me, everybody, is this motherfucking stupid.
Here we go.
Oh, this slinky fuck.
Slinky fuck.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hit the person out of a fucking slinky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mopes around, but it comes from, it's like a Rothschild.
Yeah, dude. And he's like, oh, my favorite character is Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. You're a fucking loser.
You work at a coffee shop. How are you tired?
Drink what you're making.
Practice what you preach.
That's what I'm saying.
Practice what you pour.
That.
Be a wholesome title if you want.
Okay. So then this motherfucking stupid idiot, what's that, this unicycle fuck, that's what I wanted to say, mm-hmm. this unicycle idiot finishes the drink, doesn't, he gave me 1 second of eye contact and gave me, he didn't even say, oh yeah, man, no problem, I got you. Not even that. He literally just goes, like, then he has the fucking audacity to flip the iPad on me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, what's even happening? What's even happening?
Did you?
Of course I did.
Would you 15%? Or did you go other?
Dog, the lowest one is 20 now. That's what it is.
20 is crazy. For that type of shitty behavior.
20, 25, 30. I know.
20 if it's just a normal interaction, I got you all day.
Yeah.
But
Dude, it's just like I can't. I do not. I mean, I've said this a million times on the show. Like, I don't need you to jerk me off while you're making my coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't need any of that. Mm-hmm. I just need like regular, like basement line, just manners a little. Just talk to me like I'm a human being. Like, it was like he was upset. Like, it was like, you ever walk into a clothes store, you go, oh, fuck, I don't belong here. Like, you feel like weird because everyone's like looking at you like, why? Yeah. It feels like, why the fuck are you here? That's what it felt like. Why are you fuck you here?
And why do coffee shops always put the lid so far away?
I don't like it.
Bro, they fill it to the brim and then I'm like, where's the lid? They're like, oh yeah, back left corner.
Put it next to where I am.
Why? So I got to walk over and it's spilling on my hand. I'm just burning. I'm just some fucking dumb kid, man. Wait, mama, I'm not your mom.
I'm not.
You're trying to say I got nice tits?
Kids never be knowing where their mom is. Fucking find her. Like, literally find her. Put an Apple tag in her pussy, find her. Mama, everyone get lost. You're a bad mom and you're a shit stupid kid.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. That's the platform I'm running on.
Oh, it's tough.
Everything is fucking tough. You know what? The next goddamn day, I'm leaving. I'm at an airport. And this woman is the sweetest woman in the world. She's by herself at like whatever, like 9 a.m., like prime time coffee time. By herself working this thing in the airport, busting that ass and crushing it.
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
And dude, crushing it. Like being so nice. Oh, absolutely not a problem. Hey, you know what? Can I suggest something? Maybe you should get whatever coffee. And the person, oh, I'd love it.
Tags?
Dude, and alone.
Yeah.
Fucking alone.
Like, you notice that if you go to Starbucks and there's like four people working, two of which are like pretty peppy and feeling good, and the other two are just annoyed. Well, maybe it's like the end of the shift or the coffee's worn off and they're new to the shift or whatever, but yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, if I worked at Starbucks, I would hate people too.
Of course, people go to Starbucks. I know.
I mean, I'm sure this bit's been done a billion times, but like people are going there to get their energy. So they're going there exhausted. So they're already coming, you're digging out of a hole every customer.
Yeah.
You know, like you might be fired up on energy, be like feeling great. Skip it up, you're fucking doing a couple of these right there. And then some lady comes up with her goddamn bedazzled jam mug. Fill this. You're a bad human.
Yeah. Fill this is crazy.
Well, you know how people say like no shoes, no shirt, no service?
Yeah.
There should be like, you should be able to veto one person's order a day.
Yeah, that would be fucking great.
You go, no, not you.
To be able to veto, like, you have one, you know, in soccer, they have like the red card or whatever.
Yeah.
If you as an employee everywhere, you have one red card per shift.
I think you should be able to revoke one person's driver's license a day.
Yeah.
And if time's running out of the day and we're at the same intersection, well, sorry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I bet Starbucks employees see the video camera of the cars lined up and they know by the car if they're going to be a shitty person or not. Volkswagen, Touareg. Touareg?
Mm-hmm.
Shitty person.
Shitty.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But there's probably like those soccer mom
like
cars.
Like a Kia Soul, just disintegrate.
Yeah. If your car is pulling up and you got the stickers on the back of the windows, not like the side windows.
Yeah.
Like where your kid is, that mom's going to be fired up.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. I drove past one of those today and I go, that's a man who's given up.
You know what I love?
You have to. You have kids. What are you going to say? Oh, don't put that stick up there. Anything to shut them up.
Dude, oh, yeah. Because I'm like, oh, look at those bad parents that give the kid the iPads, blah, blah.
I'm going to give my kid Edge-a-Sketch and fentanyl.
I mean, literally, bro, I'm going to give my kid Jack Daniels and a fucking cigar. Mama, smoke this and shut up.
Oh, dude, I found out I'm anemic.
What?
You really are a hot girl.
So I found out about it. My dumbass comedy brain immediately was like, oh, there's so many jokes in this. Because the anemic is you're tired and cold all the time. That's every
too, right?
Woman.
Yeah.
But.
So you need more iron in your diet.
Yeah.
You need more meat.
Which is the most alpha
dick,
thing ever.
Bro.
What?
Huh?
More dick.
I said you want this dick.
Right now? Damn, your girlfriend really is out of town. You're fucking glazing me up, dog.
Dude,
if I was you, I'd drive
fuck a record player right now.
What noise would it make when it scratches?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not flying to Pebble Beach right now. I don't know where that is.
It's far.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the one down here? The nice golf course like Newport?
But Newport's pretty far too, right?
Dude, if you're horny, nothing's far. Isn't that crazy?
That is true.
People fly from LA to Miami daily for dick. Or cooter.
Well, they get flown. Getting flown and flying, different.
Yeah. But I'm saying vice versa. There's girls that are like, oh, if you come to Miami, like we can hang out. I would love to walk down an aisle and just be like, just taking a random poll survey here.
Yeah.
What's it called when you pull a random group?
Survey.
No. There's a better name where you get like 100 people. And
tell him he's anemic.
No. No, there's a thing.
Polling?
Poland's random.
Isn't that random? Man, fuck y'all. There's something in it. There's something in it where it's like if you grab a random group of...
Sampling?
Yes.
Sampling?
Listen, it's not worth what I'm about to say, but I would love to walk down like a JetBlue flight and be like, just taking a sample here. Who's getting flown out?
Oh.
That's
it depends on where you're going. If you're going to Cincinnati, zero. If you're going to fucking Miami... If you're getting flown to LA, that's a big indicator.
Yeah, I mean that's where you should do TikTok interviews. A flight to Miami or a flight to Vegas.
I really do think it's a flight to LA. What flight do you or what city do you think that a flight is going to that has the most people that are getting flown out to sit on pussy or dick? Sitting on pussy
LA,
is hilarious.
Atlanta, Miami. There's probably some like sneaky one in there, like Vermont.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the most random one. I mean, probably any like.
I guarantee every flight there's one person. Somebody going from North to South Dakota.
I don't think you have to fly.
For certain parts, you can, dude. You know you can fly LA to San Diego.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get in your car.
Do you even get off the ground?
It's a green screen.
No, but does the flight just go on?
It's like a 15-minute flight, but it's like an hour wait time beforehand, if not longer.
Yeah.
You Uber to the airport, just like, ramp, ramp, crazy.
I mean, the flight to Vegas is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like you hit the thing, the 10,000 feet, whatever the fuck, and you just land.
It's like you hit a half pipe and you're kind of just in the air and you're just landing in a different city.
I mean, I will not fly. Driving to Vegas is a nightmare.
The way there is fun because you're pumped up.
Yeah.
The way home, it's just 6 hours and your eyelids hurt and your dick kind of burns.
Yeah, and you're like, what is that? And what was her or his name? I can't believe you're anemic. That's very funny. What are you going to do? Do you take pills?
I just found out. Like today.
They're really?
Like, hey, well, yeah, I did. So for my colon, I got to do a lot of like blood tests to make sure that everything's all right. And they were like, it was like your iron levels were really low. They're getting better. But last time you were here, it was not great.
Bro, wouldn't it be so funny if you started taking like pills for that and you got your iron up to like the regular levels and then your fucking athleticism just went through the roof? Dunking on fucking people?
Could happen.
Apparently, there's multiple kinds. You can have a iron deficiency anemia or B12. I don't know if
B12 is caffeine and a lot of. So I feel like I'm topping out at B12. I think it's iron. I don't really be eating a lot of red meat.
Really?
No.
Oh man, I'm eating the fuck out of red meat. I'd be having, dude. When I got blood work last time, the dude goes, "Hey man, your B12 levels are pretty high." And I was like, "Yeah, I wonder why."
Yeah, you sit on a fire energy.
I mean, I literally just. I mean, I don't
know. Look in the bottle. Do you have it on you still?
Yeah.
The B12 percentage is like 1,000.
Oh, way more.
Look at the side.
I already know what it is. It's 8,666,000 per day, daily value. Yeah. And the extra strength is more. Oh, this is the extra strength. Let's see. Oh, Jesus. You want to guess? This is the extra strength.
That's extra?
Yeah, yeah.
11,000.
Dude, 20,833% daily percentage. That's a lot. And I average about 1.9 per day.
Of those?
Yeah.
What do you mean 0.9?
Because sometimes I'll have one. And if it's show days, dog, if I have like two shows, I will have, I probably average about around three.
Okay.
Yeah. If I have two shows.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm Carson Turner. I can't go to sleep. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
When I'm on the road, it's a nightmare. It's like KFC, Taco Bell, three, well, five energies.
The time difference. So you're wired in bed after these shows and it's like 4 a.m. Yeah. You have a flight at 6. The shitty part about coming from West Coast is everywhere is a time delay. Everything. Everywhere is different. But if you're East Coast, everywhere you go, you're either on the same or you're like 3 hours back.
Yeah.
Like when I did shows in Hawaii, it's the best week of my life because they're 3 hours behind us. So like a 7 p.m. show is really like 10 p.m. for you. So you're like, dude, I have all day. I've been up since 6 a.m. counting sea turtles.
So how do we have regular turtles and sea turtles? Just one sea turtle like 19,000 years ago was like, yo, let's get in that fucking water.
It never got out.
But turtles like to swim. So one turtle just fuck with swimming heavy? Evolution's crazy.
Built different.
Plus, well, tortoise.
What's a tortoise?
A dry turtle.
What do you mean?
They're only in the desert.
He don't get in the water?
No lotion.
He don't get in the water?
No.
If you put him in the water, do you swim?
Straight to the bottom.
That motherfucker. He's finding. A tortoise turns into a rock quick.
He'll find
shit.
The submarine real quick.
Dogs always know how to swim. Isn't that crazy?
Cats land on their feet.
All the time, though?
Alligators always have erections.
Here you go again.
I thought we were doing animal facts.
Yeah, but like legal ones.
All Jack's animal facts are which animals he can make come.
Are they always erect?
Yeah.
Can we look that up? Why?
Just look at them Pornhub shorts.
Male American alligators are always prepared. Most other animal characters inflate from a flaccid state, but gators keep theirs permanently erect.
It's kind of cool.
And that's not all. The penis shoots out from inside the animal's body and then bounces back like a rubber band.
Don't like that.
Have you ever seen the bird with the biggest penis?
What?
It's got. It's almost like a rope. Time? You got to look at it.
I would love to look at it.
Ooh, I hate alligator dicks.
Yeah, let me see.
I don't know. Okay.
I'll bring it up. I ain't no bitch.
I haven't eaten yet. My puke. I'm anemic.
I don't really know what I'm looking at.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's smaller than I thought. No wonder they're so angry.
That looks like an Airhead mystery one.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Wait.
Is there a...
You're talking about this one?
Yeah.
Found the longest bird penis ever. Bro, is this real?
That's literally a water painting.
If you look at the bottom of it, it says by Jack.
Yeah, this looks like just Charles Darwin got horny one day and fucking had to draw something.
Yeah,
looks like a bird laying on a stick.
Yeah, looks like a wine opener.
This was posted 3 days after 9/11.
What?
It was posted 3 days after 9/11. I wonder who had to get that up.
Wow.
Jack, birds aren't real. Speaking duties.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
All right, guys, we have a sock talk today. This comes from Jesus, and he says, I was browsing the subreddit True Off My Chest when I came across this story.
What is that?
It's like
getting something on your chest, right?
Yeah, like just people doing confessions.
Oh.
People doing secret socks on Reddit, basically. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know what they were getting off their chest.
Yeah. I came across this story and wanted you guys to hear it. So this is the post. It's titled, the post is Saving My FWB Cum. Saving My Friend With Benefit Cum. I, 25 female, have my friend with benefit, 27 male, old cum stored in my drawer.
Stop right there. What the what?
But why a drawer? Not a mason jar?
Like a drawer? No, like on a, but like in
like it's loose
but,
change.
But in something in a drawer? Or is it like next to the sleep mask?
We're gonna find out.
All right.
We had sex a month ago or so after a quote unquote date of sorts. We have monthly encounters. But
monthly
we did
encounters
it in,
is nuts
what are
to
you
say.
Fucking your landlord?
I mean, this is insane.
We did it in my car this time because, well, it just happened, I guess. I told him he could wrap a tissue around the used condom and that I would dispose of it later since we didn't want to throw it out the window and litter the place.
Yeah, here's the thing. I will dispose of it. Oh, yeah, I'll toss it. I've put used condoms tied up in my pocket. Don't look at me like
that.
Because, I don't know. I just don't want loose semen everywhere.
But put it in the, flush it down the, where are you? Were you in a weird place?
This was a while ago. I just remember the moment I'm talking about, I was in New York.
Okay.
Finishing a condom. And she's like, you stored it away in this trash can. Me, anxious Jew.
Yeah, no.
I go, yeah, for sure. Tie up, put it in my pocket. Now I'm looking for my hotel keys back in Newark. True story. I remember this. This was relatively after the breakups. I was down bad. And I remember driving back. This was the first time I actually felt okay. I was driving back to New Jersey, and I
a sad sentence.
It gets sadder. And I remember being in the back of an Uber at like 3 a.m., and I could see the city twinkling. I was like, you know what? Life's all right.
Yeah.
And I had a pocket full of cum.
Pocket full of cum in a dream.
And you were anemic.
I needed that cum. That's why. I need my calories. All right. You get it. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever, dude. You've never fucking had a pocket full of cum?
I've never had a pocket. No.
Open up.
You want to feed it to me?
No.
I've been eating my own cum recently. Go ahead. Not eating it.
What, dipping chicken fingers in it?
No, just licking it up and putting it in my girl's mouth.
Sitting that. You feel that? You feel the silence?
I don't give a fuck.
You lick up your own semen?
Yeah.
You baby bird ass bitch, huh? Yeah. What are you?
Dude, it's so hot.
You Zamboni it.
It's
and then
so
give it to
fucking
her?
Hot, dude.
Where's the semen in the first place?
Like on her chest.
And then you
and I'm like, you ever see a Bounty commercial?
Oh. Bro.
You ever see a Bounty commercial? I'm like, fucking, and then I'm like,
like it's a bowl of ramen and you just slurp it up and then regurgitate it onto her.
And I will say this real quick. And the answer to your question is yes. I will say though, my semen tastes good. There's no taste. There's no taste. It literally that's why I've had multiple women in my life be like, your semen tastes good. Because it doesn't have a taste. I was thinking it would taste a little like whatever, like a nickel or something.
I just can't, especially the second I finish, all horniness is out of me. So the fact that you get it out of you and then you beat that, it's not post-nut regret because you love this one. You have a great relationship.
I think that's what it is.
Oh.
Because there's no post-nut regret.
Yeah, because every time I jerk off or like the thought, I'm like, get it out of here.
Oh, yeah. If there's like a random hookup, whatever, I'm like, I go on Zillow. I need to move.
Yeah.
Like, what city has a comedy scene?
Yeah. Oh,
it's time to leave.
Maybe that's true. I think that's why.
Yeah. Because I've never done this before. I've tasted my own semen before, but I've never tasted it off a woman and fed it to her. Now, that's a hungry man. All right.
We're
still doing this?
Yeah, we got to finish this up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So she says, blah, blah, blah. Basically, she ends up with this condom, right?
Yeah.
And she realizes later it's in her tote bag. And so she says, I went to the kitchen to dispose of it, but I couldn't. I looked at it. It really wasn't anything I hadn't seen before. And we've been having sex for years now, but I couldn't throw it away. I stuffed it in a plastic bag and I placed it in a drawer in my room. I don't know what possessed me to do it, but I did. Morning came and I opened the drawer and there it was. I smiled for some reason. So I kept it there for a whole month now. It's all kinds of brown, and I dread just imagining how it must smell. I'm borderline insane for this, but I can't bring myself to throw it away for some weird reason.
Bro, if that guy sees that in the drawer, he is going to get a restraining order.
Yeah. Also, she writes like Robert Frost, but it's
kind
cum.
Of, it's like...
Yeah. No, it's like eloquent writing.
I can picture vividly.
Yeah. The last piece of vivid writing she says is, we've had sex a few more times since, but it feels so strange. If he knew what I did, he would probably freak out. Now I've been asking him to finish on my face or on my belly, but every time he does, my mind wanders off and the brown fungus-infested baggie permeates my thoughts.
Dude, literally, someone send this to like a, I don't even know, the penguin or whatever the fuck.
Penguin.
Maybe like TLC.
Oh, what, TLC?
The learning channel?
Yeah,
no, I'm saying like she needs to get published.
Oh, okay.
Like the Penguin Publishing Company,
yeah,
or whatever?
Penguin, yeah, Penguin, yeah. Numbers.
Like that's... Saying a book did numbers.
It did. Every book is a New York Times bestseller.
I know, that's crazy. You know what?
Motherfucker sell one book, like New York Times bestseller. Yeah, because nobody's selling books.
Yeah, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
I mean, he's made millions off a fake red dog.
Someone, I know we're so deep in this episode, but I just need to say this, I'm going to forget. Someone in the meet and greet had an idea for us that it's for real a good idea.
Well, let's talk about it on Patreon.
Okay. What would you do? If you found out, like, if you were, like, hooking up with a girl randomly, and then all of a sudden you found out, like, you were like, oh, where's the tissues? And you open the thing, and there's, like, a bag of your own semen. And it's labeled Trevor Wallace semen. So you know exactly what it is.
Did she spell my name right?
Yes.
Oh, man. No, I'm very freaked out. Yeah. I'm freaked out. I'm thinking the worst thing. I'm thinking she's going to, you know, trying to get prego with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weirded out.
Yeah, I'm weirded out. And I would love to get her on a call and be like, what possessed you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
What if you like, all right, you finish, you go to the bathroom, go pee, and you come back in and she's like just shoveling it in. Are you having a conversation with her right there about it, or are you leaving?
Who, like, you got, I mean, for, do I know her at all?
Yeah, she's the love of your life.
Love of my life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't care. If it's like a girl that I just like met after a show and she's like shoveling in there, mm-hmm. I'm literally going down there and going and trying to suck it back out.
What's it called when you're trying to get gas for free?
Siphoning. Yeah.
You think anybody's ever siphoning
semen?
Tidal.
With 1 second left on the shot clock. Tidal. Do you think anybody's ever siphoned their own semen out of a vagina? Be like, hey, I'm getting you pregnant.
I mean, yes.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, 1,000,000.
That's I'm going to go down on you. Why are you wearing a snorkel?
Yeah. I have a Hoover vac.
The amount of people that have finished inside of a suck vacuum is crazy.
I don't think it's what, Gabe?
No, that's crazy. We'll get the never mind.
All right.
Keep going.
Write it down.
Oh, I'm
current girl.
Yeah, go.
Current girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh,
you open the drawer.
Oh, fuck.
And she goes, oh, I just want to remember it's the first condom we ever used.
Oh, man. I'd have to sit down. We'd have to have a very long conversation. I'd be like, get a scrapbook. Why is it in the drawer?
That's where it's going.
In the scrapbook?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't need any tape. Realistically.
I'm like, yo, I'm going to be really honest with you. This actually freaks me out. This is the first thing you've ever done that freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to walk me through why this is existing here. Because I don't want to have those feelings right now, but I need you.
And then what if she goes, Michael, you're overreacting. It's to add to the other wall. And then she pulls out a giant sheet and it's every man ever. And then you're next to it.
And the top one says Emmett Smith. You go, Dikembe Mutombo.
His condom used two spaces. Yeah, it's not even about the condom. It's about the person who would do that type of thing.
Dude, you know who should be a spokesperson for Plan B? Dikembe Mutombo.
Didn't he have sex with like, oh, that's good.
Thank you. I thought I was going to get a big laugh. No one gave a fuck.
I don't know sports.
Do you know sports?
Yeah.
Dikembe Mutombo? When he blocks a shot, he waves his finger back and forth?
Yeah.
Should be for Plan B? Because Plan B...
But more for the IUD than that'd Plan
be,
B.
IUD would be good. Do IUDs need marketing? Or they're just like, everybody knows.
Crushing.
But you've never seen a commercial. Every commercial in the world is about a guy's dick not working. But there's not one IUD commercial. Do they just not need the marketing?
I don't know.
I think there probably is an IUD commercial.
Yeah, you probably don't see it because it's probably on like, it's like super targeted on like Hulu true crime shows or something. You know what I mean? Like very like.
Say it. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Secret Sock. Anonymous submission says, it was time to release the demons, as Michael says. I look over and I see the vacuum cleaner.
What?
This is.
When I got the bright idea of sticking my cockiest Maximus in the vacuum. I cleaned the hole, got rock hard, inserted it, and turned it on. And boy, let me tell you, I nutted so fucking hard that I got a leg cramp.
There's no way. Leg cramp I get, but there's no way that
because it just like it feels good if a girl's sucking because it's like different pressure and it's going up and down or whatever. But just one setting of suck.
I could see if it's like, all right, if it's pushing kind of against the skin there and kind of got a little bit of ball sack in it and it's kind of pulling.
Oh, a ball. You're putting your balls in there?
Yeah, just like the kind of the fucking.
Dude, imagine
what if
being.
Some dude doesn't know how to do it and he has, you know, the one that you push and he puts his cock on the ground and just fucking does this on his cock. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like carpet.
But like imagine being the mom in the next room. Oh, thank God. Steven's doing his chores.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
He's balled deep in a Dyson.
Title two?
We have to talk about
soft
it.
Battle. Soft battle. Soft battle.
So, yeah, he said, rest assured, that was the one and only time I did that. Love the podcast.
You're
always
liar.
Keep up the good work.
No one would ever say that. He's doing it every day.
Yeah, you don't just do that once. But, oh, that felt great. Never yeah. again.
Yeah.
You know those, like, you know those little vacuums? What are they called?
Dirt dusters?
The dirt devils.
Devil, yeah.
The
dirt
little
devils.
One? He has one underneath his mattress.
He probably sits on that.
That would feel good.
I just want to know the friction and how he.
It's not. It's
unless
can't
it's
be
a
good.
Small hole and he like lubed it up.
But why is this just one suction? How does that make you come? Unless he's going like this with it.
Probably.
Unless he's like fucking that. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does not give us any more details than that.
Well, he's in prison, so.
I'm so hard.
Is that an
is that,
episode?
Is that an episode?
It was an episode.
Wow. This was. I mean, this one
journey.
Was full of chock full of emotions, mm-hmm. The ups, the downs, the lefts and rights. You know, we learn about life. We learn about Dysons. We learn that you have anemic issues. Mm-hmm. We hate all coffee people.
Yeah,
this is just oof. What an episode. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, listening.
And Jack, it's hard to Nat Geo.
Dude, Nat Geo had tits, dude. All right, guys, I got a big old dick. That's it. Love you. Bye.